It appears that we are temporarily unable to continue our broadcast from Grover's Mill due to circumstances beyond our control. There seems to be some problem with the satellite transmission. We'll rejoin Carl Phillips in Public Radio News as soon as we can reestablish our connection. Until then, it's more vintage music.
This is a Public Radio News special report on the controversial Martian explosions. Police reports from New Jersey are saying that at least 40 people, including six state troopers, lie dead in a field east of the village of Grover's Mill, their bodies burned and distorted beyond all possible recognition. Brigadier General Montgomery Smith, commander of the New Jersey National Guard, is at the Armory in Trenton, where he's giving a statement to the press.
Requested by the governor of New Jersey to place the counties of Mercer and Middlesex, as far west as Princeton and east to Jamesburg, under martial law. Now, no one will be permitted to enter this area except by special pass issued by state or military authorities. Four country companies of the Guard are proceeding from Trenton to Grover's Mill and will aid in the evacuation of homes within the range of military operations. Thank you. Now, no more questions at this time. We have no further statement now.
General Montgomery Smith, commanding the National Guard at Trenton. Further details of the catastrophe at Grover's Mill are coming in, as United Wire correspondent Alice Fallon reports.
The strange creatures, after unleashing their deadly assault, crawled back into the pit and made no attempt to prevent the efforts of the emergency teams to recover the bodies and put out the fire. Combined fire departments of Mercer County are fighting the flames, which menace the entire countryside.
Reporter Alice Fallon. As yet, we have been unable to reestablish our microwave link with Grover's Mill. Yes. But we have established communication with an eyewitness to the tragedy. Astronomer Richard Pearson is at a farmhouse where an emergency observation post has been set up. Our audio is from the Satellite News Network.
Here at the farmhouse, Dr. Pearson has been speaking with the authorities here and now is answering questions from a throng of reporters.
Please, 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 wait a minute, will you? Of the creatures in the rocket cylinder at Grover's Mill, I can give you no authoritative information.
Either
as to their nature, their origin, or their purpose here on Earth.
Maybe they're red.
It is all too evident
that these creatures have scientific knowledge far in advance of our own.
Dr. Pearson, what was their weapon like?
A heat ray. It's my guess that in some way they're able to generate an intense heat in a chamber of absolute non-conductivity. This intense heat they project in a parallel beam against any object they choose by means of a polished parabolic mirror of unknown composition.
That was Professor Richard Pearson, eyewitness to the alien invasion weapon and the killing of many, many New Jersey citizens tonight near Grover's Mill. And we do have this information that public radio reporter Carl Phillips was among those bodies identified tonight at a Trenton hospital. And that's what we have from here, Steve.
Thank you, Mary. This is a Satellite Network special report on the apparent alien invasion of New Jersey. From the office of the Director of the Red Cross in Washington, D.C., this report. 10 units of emergency workers have been assigned to the headquarters of the state militia stationed outside Grover's Mill. And from state police headquarters in Princeton Junction, we learn that the fires at Grover's Mill and vicinity have been brought under control, and that airborne observers report all quiet in the pit and no sign of life appearing from the mouth of the cylinder. Now we're going to field headquarters of the New Jersey National Guard, where a press briefing has just begun.
That's right, Steve. This is Mobile Division HQ of the New Jersey National Guard, and Captain Victor Lansing is in charge here. He's with a public affairs detachment, and he's told me that we are presently engaged in a military operation right here in the vicinity of Grover's Mill. Now, what's the situation, Captain?
Well, sir, this situation arising from the reported presence of certain individuals of unidentified nature is now under complete control. The cylindrical object, which lies in a pit directly below our position, that is surrounded on all sides by eight battalions of infantry, and our Huey attack unit is moving in now. So, all cause for alarm, if such cause ever existed, is entirely unjustified.
27
the,
degrees!
The things, whatever they are, do not even venture to poke their heads above the pit. You can see their hiding place there, plainly in the glare of the searchlight here. With all their reported resources, these creatures can hardly stand up against these weapons.
So then everything is under control, is that right?
Well, let me say, it's an interesting outing for the troops.
Yes. As we can see, they're busy digging in here.
It looks almost like real war. The A Company is deploying on the left flank. Quick thrust and we'll be over.
Is that a fire out there toward the Millstone River?
Probably campers. Now, wait a minute. I see something on top of the cylinder. No, it's nothing but a shadow. The troops on the edge of the Wilmoth Farm now. There are 7,000 armed men closing in on an old metal tub. Wait. That's not a shadow. It's something moving there. Solid metal there.
Yes.
Kind of a shield-like affair rising up out of the cylinder.
You're right.
Going higher and higher. It's standing on huge heights.
Sit up above.
Young lads, take cover! In cover!
More cylinders full of Martians fell on England. I hid in the ruins of a deserted house, dreading each moment as it came. I felt that I was no longer a master, but an animal among animals under the Martian heel. With us, it would be as with other animals. To lurk, to watch, to run, to hide. The Empire of Man. After a time, I left the house I was hiding. Down the road, I find pitiful signs. Panic that had gripped the countryside when the Martians. Patches of ground exhibited the devastation of a cyclone. I moved on to London. All about me, there was a terrible stillness. I was already in the city when I heard it. A weird howling sound. Hoping to locate this remote wailing. As I walked about, the howling suddenly ceased.
You gotta listen!
This is the Satellite Network Nighttime Report on the alien invasion of New Jersey. I'm joined by our senior commentator, Douglas Edwards, and this has been a terrible event we've been witnessing here.
Steve, yes, incredible as it may seem, both the observations of science and the evidence of our eyes lead to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars. The brief battle, which took place just a short time ago at Grover's Mill, has ended in a startling defeat. 7,000 men, armed with machine guns and other weapons, pitted against a single fighting machine of the invaders, dead. The latest report just in to me, 120 known survivors. The rest is strewn over the battle area from Grover's Mill to Plainsboro, crushed and trampled to death under the metal feet of the monster, or burned to cinders by the laser-like heat ray.
Doug, excuse me. This story seems to be worsening by the moment. We hear now that the monster is in control of the middle section of New Jersey. It's effectively cut the state through the center. Communications are disrupted from Pennsylvania to the Atlantic Ocean, and the rail lines from New York to Philadelphia have been torn up, accounting for an Amtrak derailment near Trenton. The highways to the north, south, and west are clogged with frantic human traffic. Police and Army reservists called out to control the mad flight are themselves now
Steve,
on the run.
I think we can assume that by morning the fugitives will swell Philadelphia, Camden, and Trenton to twice their normal populations.
Excuse me, Doug. At this time, martial law prevails throughout New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania, and we'll go now to Washington, the White House, for a statement on what seems now to be a national emergency. Here is the Vice President.
My fellow Americans, I shall not try to conceal the gravity of the situation that confronts the country, nor the concern of your government in protecting the lives and property of its people. However, I wish to impress upon you, private citizens and public officials, on all of you, the urgent need of calm and resourceful action. Fortunately, this formidable enemy is still confined to a comparatively small area, and we may place our faith in the military forces to keep them there. In the meantime, placing our faith in God, we must continue the performance of our duties, each and every one of us, so that we may confront this destructive adversary with a nation united, courageous, and consecrated to the preservation of human supremacy on Earth. I thank you.
There you have it. The Vice President flown back to the Capitol from Texas, where he was preparing to attend one last major rally before Tuesday's election.
This action, by the way, Steve, may prove to be an asset to his standing in the polls.
Yes. Bulletins too numerous to read have been piling up here. We've been informed that the central portion of New Jersey is completely blacked out due to the effect of the heat ray weapons and power lines, electrical equipment, and so forth.
Overseas satellite communications are also out, but from radio and telephone reports, we understand that there have been possible landings near London, Paris, and Moscow. Mount Wilson Observatory in Pasadena reports gas eruptions at regular intervals on the planet Mars, and that would appear to be evidence of reinforcement rockets.
We've been attempting to reestablish our link with Dr. Pearson of Princeton, who was among the first to see the Martians, but we fear he may have been a casualty of renewed fighting.
And this just in from Langley Air Force Base outside of Washington. Observation aircraft report three Martian machines moving north toward the Somerville area with a panicked population fleeing ahead of them. Now that heat ray that they used with such effect earlier tonight seems not to be in use. The observers report the machines are moving at high rates of speed, but they seem to be picking their way carefully, making a conscious effort to avoid destruction of cities or countryside. However, they are stopping to uproot power lines, smash bridges, and to crush highways. I'm convinced, Steve, that their objective is to eliminate resistance, paralyze communication, and to disorganize human society.
Oh, very bad news, Doug.
Frequent rumors that Martians disguised as Earthmen walk amongst us. These stories are perhaps strengthened by the thousands of reports of unidentified flying objects passing in an endless procession across our skies. Take a letter, Miss Smith. Gentlemen,
After due consideration and thorough calculation, it is my unequivocal opinion that there is absolutely no life on the planet Mars.
Halfway over the edge.
License to ride the solar winds. This is the Universal Media Network.
Over the edge, over the edge, over the edge.
Invading unit before the cylinder can be opened and the fighting machines rigged. They're moving past my position along Interstate 287. Towards the foothills of the Wachung Mountains. We can't get any closer, and that's all they're telling us for now.
Thank you, George. Is that more bad news, Doug?
Steve, I'm afraid it is. From Langley, airborne observers report the number of enemy machines has now increased to 3 north of New Brunswick, with more observed east of Middlesex. They've also picked up speed and are kicking over houses and trees, evidently hastening to form a conjunction with their allies south of Morristown in the suburbs of Newark.
Yes.
Eight bombers are engaging with enemy tripod machines over Jersey Flats. Engines incapacitated by heat ray. All crashed. Enemy now discharging heavy flexible.
Enemy now turns east, crossing Passaic River into the Jersey marshes.
New Jersey, warning. Black smoke pouring in from Jersey marshes. Street, South Street. Gas masks are useless. Population is urged to move into open streets. Automobiles use routes 28, 22, and 24. Avoid congested areas. Smoke is now spreading over Raymond Boulevard.
Only one thing.
2X2L. Calling CQ.
What's that?
2X2L. Calling ZX3R.
This is ZX3R coming back at 2X2L.
How's reception? Okay, please. Where are you? 8X3R? What's the matter? Where are you?
Observation deck, Rockefeller Center. The bells and sirens you hear are warning people to evacuate the city as the Martians approach. Civil defense authorities estimate that in the last 2 hours, 3 million people have moved out along roads to the north. Interstate 95 is hopelessly jammed, as are all the bridges and expressways on Long Island. All our communications along the route of the enemy tripod machines in New Jersey ceased 10 minutes ago. Initial assaults on the machines by Air Force fighter bombers and Army units have ended in disaster. All units wiped out, planes destroyed. There's been no further attack. This may be the last broadcast. We'll stay here till the end.
Behaving erratically.
Across Fifth Avenue, Lois, people are holding service in the cathedral. And now, looking at the Hudson River, we see all manner of boats overloaded with the fleeing population still pulling away from the docks. Streets are all jammed. The noise of the crowd reminds us of New Year's Eve in this great city. Wait a minute. Yeah, enemy machines come into view now above the Palisades. 2, 3, 5 great machines. The first one is wading into the Hudson, crossing the river like a man wading through a brook. I'll repeat the latest I have. Martian cylinders have been falling all across the country. One outside Washington, another in Chicago, one in St. Louis, as far west as Seattle and Los Angeles, and they seem to be timed and spaced to cut off communication and neutralize our armed response. But now, the first machine reaches the shore at about 30th Street. He stands watching, looking over the city. His steel cowlish head is even with the skyscrapers. He waits for the others. Now they rise like a line of new towers on the west side. They're lifting their metal hands. This is the end now. Smoke comes out, black smoke, drifting over the city. People in the streets see it now. Thousands are dropping into the East River. The smoke's spreading faster now. It's reached Times Square. People are trying to run away from it, but it's no use. They're falling like flies. Now the smoke's crossing 6th Avenue. Excuse me. 5th Avenue, rising up from the plaza. It's about 100 yards. It's 50... 50...
X2L calling CQ. 2X2L calling CQ. 2X2L calling CQ. New York. Isn't there anyone on the air?
Isn't there anyone on the air? Isn't there anyone? 2X, 2L. Calling CQ. 2X, 2L. Calling CQ.
For your attention.
Yes.
Well, I'm going back to my cabin for some rest.
Yes.
Testing. One, two, three, four, five.
Yes.
Testing. One, two, three, four, five.
That's me, battery.
Testing. One, two, three, four, five. That unless every network features it at the top of the evening news, people say, oh, I didn't know about that. And again, we are suffering the illusion of openness, the illusion of full disclosure, the illusion of democracy at work. And when you look behind the curtain, guys, there's nobody home.
It's a pleasure debating these whole things with you.
Found it impossible to believe that Olympus couldn't descend a mere 4,000 miles to pick us up. Recorder on high speed again. The line of contact with the sun's edge is shrinking fast. 10 hours, 44 minutes. The moon's exactly halfway over the edge. Now it's a barely visible black thread. In a few seconds, the whole Earth will be superimposed on the sun. Exactly halfway over the edge. Way over the edge. And, of course, the mystery of Viking 6. Over the edge. Over the edge.
Even now.
Over the edge.
No one is
exactly halfway over the edge.
Last in
halfway over the edge.
Very large and very clear cut semicircle of
the edge. The cold steps of the Martian light. Exactly halfway over the edge.
10 hours, 47 minutes.
All those who dream of the edge. Over the edge.
The moon's clear at the edge,
over the
entirely
edge,
inside the sun.
Edge. Exactly halfway
don't suppose
over the edge,
anything
those who dream
about Mars have all increased the power.
Exactly halfway over the
that's
edge.
That's funny. Well, well. Someone's been trying to talk to me.
Exactly halfway over the edge. Halfway over the edge. Way over the edge. 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 exactly halfway over the edge. Halfway over the edge. Halfway over the edge. Over the edge. Over the edge.
Oh, Peter, I'll be thinking of all those who dreamed about Mars. I'll be thinking of all those who dreamed about Mars. I'll be thinking of all those who dreamed about Mars, Wells and Lowell and Burroughs and Weinbaum and Bradbury. Thinking of all those who dreamed. Halfway over the edge.
And, I was wondering if there was anything to that, or if it was just a rumor, or what.
Way over the edge.
Concur with scientific methods as I learned it.
But since it doesn't locomote, somebody or something must have put it there.
Exactly.
It looks like some kind of communication organism.
If it is, it's a communication machine that is built to take in information rather than pass it along.
Doc, do you really think that egg in there has been stealing our memory?
Why not?
Because it's too wild, that's why not.
It's no wilder than a lot of other things we found. Say that egg is a device for gathering knowledge.
But there's no knowledge here to gather. I mean, how often does a ship land on an out-of-the-way melon like this?
Wait a minute, Brady. Who says that knowledge has to be collected here?
Get near it. It grabs your mind, wipes it clean, right? Yeah. Now let space helmet doesn't shield you as we saw with MacGyver. Right. Now Doc thinks this egg is a kind of communications thing.
It must be.
Okay, you're a communications man. Oh, man.
must mean something.
With NASA, there's no competition. The only space agency in town, right? And, you know, forget it in terms of the Russians, because the Russians are now part of the family.
True or false?
All of this is irrelevant trivia.
Yeah.
That's right. We have been mired in trivia. No, but again, it's trivia. It's myopic trivia, and it misses the big picture, which is what is all this about, and why are there things that somebody thinks we should not know?
True or false?
Let me repeat.
True or false?
Why does this mean something? Why does this mean something? Why does this mean something?
True or false?
Why does this mean something?
Let me repeat.
Why does this mean something? 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 Why does this mean something?
True or false? True or false?
True or false?
Now you're talking.
True or false?
Well, I have just a quarter of an hour left here in my last home.
I'm not sure they had any choice.
Be
beginning to suspect, or some of us are, that someone stole our history. Where's our real history?
My guess is a combination of living organism and machine.
We know there's been knowledge lost, important information forgotten.
Pushing down a high-tension power station.
Okay. Now, that memory, that lost skill, that knowledge went somewhere. Maybe there's something in that power that takes it away. And I have a silly feeling we might even get it back.
Have a drink.
Doc and the boys have got a recording hooked up. The stuff they're listening in on is enough to set your teeth on edge.
After all, man and machine work together.
1,000 yards and we'll be over the first.
Batteries. Get a couple of men. Here's.
What's that?
Now. The information that mind trap has been collecting for hundreds of years.
What for?
We're going to find out what's inside that power. It'll take us years to sort it out, but we're getting some of it straight already.
800 yards.
Any of our own stuff?
Yep. We lowered a rotating infrared camera into the tower, took some pictures, and went back to the ship for a look.
600.
There was something in there, all right.
Now, as far as we can determine, this thing we photographed...
400.
...shaped like a watermelon standing on end.
Is that man retained his individual identity.
Although scientific evidence seems to indicate that Mars is a cold, desolate world, many scientists today speculate on what the planet might be like if conditions were somewhat different. With a little more water and oxygen than expected, there could be an astonishing array of life on Mars. A totally different sequence of living things following its own pattern of evolution. There may be plant life that migrates in search of richer soil. There may be plants that feed on other plants. Or even plants that feed on themselves. And if animal life has developed on Mars, it too may have taken many new and unexpected forms. There could be animals with heavy insulation to conserve body heat in the sub-freezing night. Or perhaps the bitter surface conditions have driven some life underground to develop in a dark, mysterious environment. If it is true that there are dust storms on Mars, life could have evolved ways of protecting itself. On the other hand, there might be creatures that actually thrive on the ever-present dust. Some organisms working with powerful digestive acids may be able to feed directly on minerals in the rocks, leaving a fantastic Martian sculpture in their wake. If in the thin Martian air there are creatures that fly, their wings of necessity must be 4 times as large as those on Earth. However, flight may be achieved by other means. On Mars, even as on Earth, life would surely be a competitive struggle for survival. There might be fantastic hunters who kill by concentrating the heat of the sun on their victims. Devastating creatures that envelop their quarry in shrouds of poisonous gas. or maybe ominous ultrasonic beings who shatter their prey with high-frequency sound waves. It is possible that entirely new chemical patterns of life may have developed on Mars. Life based on the silicon atom instead of carbon would be more resistant to the extreme cold, providing a whole new range of weird forms. Feeding on the drifting sand, tall crystal spires may grow to maturity in a single day, to be shattered in a crescendo of destruction during the cold Martian night. Just as it is impossible to conceive an intelligent life totally different from our own, so we may find our Earth-trained minds unable to comprehend the weird phenomena that could exist on this strange new planet.
Desperation is to convert this to a stealth mission, that there is a rogue group, there's a small group unbeknownst to most of the rest of NASA, the 24 plus thousand employees all over the country, who are running the Mars Endeavour mission in secret. There's nothing wrong with the spacecraft. It's simply sending its data to a very restricted audience as opposed to all of us, which under law it was supposed to do.
All right, there you go, caller. So the answer is that isn't happening.
No, it is Mars Observer they're talking about. And the reason mid-December is being flagged is because that's when the spacecraft would have been sending its best data before conjunction.
Right, he obviously had the
25th anniversary space note number 4. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is a NASA 25th anniversary space note. Even as the new space agency opened its doors in October of 58, far-sighted mission planners had at least one eye fixed solidly on the moon. Our lunar exploration began with unmanned spacecraft, rangers, lunar orbiters, and surveyor soft landers. It culminated in July of 69 with an historic footprint in the dust of Tranquility Base. As the world watched in awe, a total of 12 Apollo astronauts would explore a half dozen topographically different areas of the moon's front side. They walked on it, hopped on it, worked on it, and zoomed across its surface in four-wheeled moon buggies. They packed up hundreds of pounds of samples, set up complex automatic experiments, and reluctantly lifted their feet off the surface for the last time in December of 1972. All is quiet on the moon for now, but the legacy of Apollo, tangible and intangible, is with us forever. This has been a NASA 25th anniversary space note.
What is it, Ira? What's happened to you?
The same thing that must have happened to the crew of the last ship touched here. The same thing that made them blast out of here in such a tearing hurry.
What?
That is, there isn't only knowledge in that thing. Those boys are monitoring something else. Something else. Personality, that is. They're not human anymore. They're turning alien. Didn't even look up when we blasted off.
light years old and of another world.
Quarter off. That's it. Until the end of Earth transit, 2 hours from now.